We left off last time discussing the hakir, if you will, as to whether the requirement of the fargasha is a simen or a siba. Is it an indicator that the dam is min hamakor? But if you have other indications dealing with that hargasha, a woman could still be tmeya min hatorah, or is it a be all and end all gzeiras hakasev that you require hargasha? And absent hargasha, even if we have a firm yediyah that the source of the blood is min hamakor, a woman would still be tahora min hatorah. Even if one were to assume, as the general consensus of the poskim is, that you require hargasha to make a nida min hatorah under all circumstances, there is a corollary issue that still presents itself. If you look at the lashon on the mechaber in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, the mechaber writes, "Isha sheyatsa dam im kara vein onus vein baratsan tmeya." But who should targish b'tziyasa? That if a woman sees dam that comes min hamakor, then if she has a hargasha, she is tmeya. So what's the obvious question in this formulation of the mechaber? Okay. I don't know. What is striking about the mechaber's formulation? In order for a woman to be a nida, in order for her to be tmeya, a sur labayla, she has to have hargasha. Sorry?
Just mentioned the
Yeah. Is that true? What if a woman doesn't have hargasha? She's mutaris labayla? No, she's a surmi darbanan. It's still a din of a kesa. So the mechaber is not telling you dine deraisi, the mechaber is telling you alacha maisa. So why is the mechaber formulated as if she has hargasha, then she's tmeya? That's only half the story, right? That bother anyone? Okay, I think it bothered the shach, and it bothered the Torah Sashlamim. So the shach just says in Sifkat and Beis, "V'hu shetargish ha'inu midaraisa." Yeah, in a chanami, you're talking about din Torah. So it's true, the Mechaber is a little bit labdafka. The Mechaber, for some reason, formulates the din as a din daraisa, but in a chanami, midirabanan, a woman is going to be tmeya, even if there's no hargasha. However, if you take a look at the Torah Sashlamim, which you have in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, is a chibur on Hilchas Nida, written by the author of the Shvos Yaakov, who is also the author of the Minchas Yaakov, which is a super commentary on... Anyone in your day yet? I guess Rebbe Hetzer? Right, on the Ramaz Torah Schatas. So at the bottom of the Ramaz Torah Schatas, there's a super commentary called the Minchas Yaakov, written by the author of the Shvos Yaakov, and he refers to his keyboard here as the Torah Sashlamim. Sometimes, if you look in the later Svarim on Hilchos Nida, they'll refer to the Torah Sashlamim as the Minchas Yaakov. So if you don't know what the Minchas Yaakov is and never heard of it, then you're confused because there's no Minchas Yaakov on the page here. So people refer to him interchangeably by his different chiburim. But the very first Sifkatan here in Hilchos Nida and the Torah Sashlamim, he's bothered presumably by the same problem. So if you take a look inside, Torah Sashlamim writes, Af al gav de misbayer lekaman v'simin kuf tzadi da'af al gav delo hergisha rak v'kesem ba'alma Al-Gufa, Al-Haluka, Tmeya. So even though we know from later on that even if a woman does not have Hargasha, she only has a Kesem, she still is Tmeya, Midrabanan, Hainu Kishir, Gadol, Kigrisvod. So that's only true, that a woman is Tmeya, Midrabanan, with a Kesem, if the Kesem is a Shir of Kigrisvod, as we will discuss later. But the context of the Mechaber here is to tell you the Chumra B'nos Yisrael, the end of the line of the Mechaber is that Afilu Rasa Tibas Dam Kechardol Yosheves Ola Zayin Nekiyim. So here the Mechaber's interest is telling you the whole picture that includes Tibas Dam Kechardol Al Ken Kas the Bistam of the Husha Targish. That's why the Mechaber says you need Hargasha, because that's true. For that din of Tibas Dam Kechardol, you need Hargasha. For the regular din of Samin, Vikigris Va'od, then even without Hargasha, a woman is going to be Asura and Midrabana. But that din of Tibas Dam Kechardol, that a woman is going to be Asura even with a minute amount of blood, That's only true if that blood comes b'hargasha. So what emerges, good, what emerges from the Torah Sashlamim is that in a situation in which a woman knows that the dam is migufa, even if she knows for a fact that it came migufa, but there's no hargasha, she's only tmeya if you have a shear of a kegris v'od. Meaning that kulas ksamim apply even in a situation in which a woman knows that the dam comes migufa. So what's that situation? So the Badi Yisholchan points out Simen Kuf Sadi Sifkav and Kuf Dalet. So for example, let's say a woman is wearing a garment and she checks the garment before she puts it on, and the garment is totally clean, and then she immediately sees dam in the garment. There's no other explanation as to where the dam could have come from other than migufa. So she knows for a fact that it comes migufa. Nevertheless, according to the Torah Sashlamim, you're going to have kulas ksamim. That even if you know for a fact that it came migufa, she's only going to be a surah if it is bashir kigris vod. Okay? So again, according to the Torah Sashlamim, even if you know for a fact that the dam comes migufa, absent a hargasha, she's only going to be tmei even midirabana if you have bashir kigris vod, meaning she is subject to kulas summon. If you look in the Gilead Marsha on the page here, he argues, and Shlomo Leger writes, going on this shach, sifkat and beis, aval midirabanan tmei af abishalo higisha, the af bepachos mikigris, that a woman is going to be tmei midirabanan even without hargasha, even if it's less than a gris. Kevin the Yodas Sheyatza Migufa Yeshba Mishum Kesem, and that has a status of a Kesem which is going to make her Tmei Midirabanan even though she knows, even if it's less than a gris, because she knows that it comes Mi Bisara Dashir Rak Lahusi Misafi Makolas. That Shia of Kigris Va'od is only because maybe you could be told it on a bedbug, on a Makolas. So where I don't know the source of the blood, a kesem is only going to be tmeya if there's a shir kigris v'od, because that is the less than that you can be told on a macholas. But if I know for a fact that it came migufa, then there's no option of tlia, and she's going to be a surah midrabanan even if it's less than a gris. So again, we have a machlokas achronim here. Do we say that if a woman knows for a fact that the dam came migufa, that kulas ksamin still apply? Torah Sashlamin says kulas ksamin do apply. Gilead Marsha says kulas ksamin do not apply. Yes?
Unless you do quote it was, I'm sorry to catch.
The Gilead Marsha and the Torah Sashlamin. Okay. How do we assume lemaisa on the Shiloh? So Rav Avadya writes in the Taras Habayis, the very first chapter, Os Gimel, that many achronim are mekel on the shiloh. So says, and this question relates to what we'll have to discuss when we talk about samim, as to whether the shiur kigris v'od is an objective shiur, even where the tliya is not as plausible, or does it depend on the circumstances of tliya? But we'll get to that in due time. So Moshe writes in Yaradeya Chela Gimel Simen Memvav, based on the Shuvas Hasam Sofer, that we could be Mekel on the Shiloh. So says Rabbi Wilgla Lacha in the Sefer Mishmeres Hatara, two volume Sefer Hilchas Nida, written by Moshe Mordechai Karp in Eretz Yisrael. Sefer I never really used before, but a couple of people pointed out to me that it's a very good Sefer. I took it out of the library. The first time I encountered the Mechaber was he wrote an article a few years ago in the Or Yisrael Journal when there was a controversy about worms and fish. So someone with his name is definitely entitled to an opinion on that Shiloh. But after that, I discovered he's written a lot more on varied topics as well. So he quotes a lot from Rav Yashiv. So he writes over here that Rav Yashiv said that you should be Machmer in this Shiloh unless there's another Tzirif, meaning if there are other factors to be Mekel on, then you could be Mako, but if the only factor to be Makalan is a shear, and you know for a fact that it came Mi Gufa, then a woman is still going to be a Nida Midrabanan. And that is the position of Minchas Yitzchak, not to be confused with the Minchas Yaakov. Minchas Yitzchak died twice, and Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Simin Chelik Vav, sorry, Simin Pei Gimel. Again, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Vav, Simin Pei Gimel. He also writes that if there is a tzira for factors, you can be Mako, but otherwise you should be Machmer in the Shiloh. Rabbi Forst, in his English book, says that there's no clear consensus among Poskim. So again, Rav Avadia thinks that there is a consensus among Poskim Lakula. Rav Moshe is Mako. Rav Yoshe is quoted as being Machmer where there's no other tzira. Rabbi Forst says it's unclear. Yes.
When he says, "Do you believe it's tired with another kula?" You mean right. One of the other kulas, like summit?
No, another kula in the particular situation. Let's say it's a borderline mara, so it's a shade that you would generally be machmir on, okay. But it's not something that's objectively necessarily a mara tamei. So, b'tzirif this factor, you could be mekel. Yeah.
Is it known? I mean, this is like a machlokas mitzvah. Like what the chachamim were gozer on? Is that like a machlokas in the gemara?
You mean in terms of the gzeres chachamim?
Yeah, like the reason of publishing the gris.
No, so it's clear from the Gemara that it's based on a tliya b'macholos. The question that we'll have to deal with is, bizmanenu, if we live in a place where you don't have bed bugs, so does that tliya still exist in every situation, or are there cases where it's unreasonable to be told in a macholos and maybe we wouldn't be told?
And this macholos meaning,
right?
Shouldn't the logic be like the chomer side, if you know it came from the body?
No, because if the nature, if absent hargasha, the din is that there's no nida minatari. It's only a din derabanan because of samim. And built into the nature of takanas samim is that there is a cool if it's pachas mikigris under all circumstances.
Under all circumstances.
Right. So if that's the nature, so that's what I'm saying. This relates. It relates strongly to that question about how far do we take the kulas samim where the original tliya doesn't apply. That's not the be-all and end-all, but you can look at, in the Minchas Yitzchak who presents some of the issues. Okay. That's one shayla that you should be aware of that the posts discuss over here. Okay. So with that hagdama to hargasha, let's move on to discuss the definition of hargasha. So you notice that the Pesachei Teshuvah in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Siv Katan Aleph, references three possible definitions to what is Hargasha. The Rambam in Perek Hei Isuri Bia Halacha Yizayin has a Lashon of Hirgish Gufa Vinizdaza, that your body has a, let's call it for this moment, a sensation, and shakes. So there's some involuntary shaking of the body, which is connected to Riyastam, and that is Hargasha. Rabbi Avadia points out, Taras Habayis, Chelek Aleph, page Yud Dalid, that this kind of Hargasha of the Rambam sounds like the Hargasha that we find by Shichva Zera. The Gemara tells us in Nida Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara has an expression, Haya ochel b'truma, person, a man, is eating truma, the hirgish shenizdazu evarav, and then he is roa keri, and he feels that his limbs are shaking. So by Rias keri, you have that expression of the body shaking. And then he points out the Gemara as well, andaf mem gimel amud aleph, says, kol shichvas zera she'ein kol gufo margishba, so any emission of shichva zera where you don't have a sensation in the entire body, ena mitame is not mitame. So there are two indications in the Gemara that Ri'as Keri is associated with some kind of shaking of the body. So Ravadi points out that this definition of nizdaza gufa may somehow be related to what we find in the Gemara in the context of shichvas zera. Our Chasholchan points out in Kuf Pei Gimel Os Nun Ches that according to the Rambam it could be you should define Hargasha not as a sensation but as trepidation or tremoring like you find in the Pasuk Lama Ragashu Goyim, why are the nations trembling? Or Bevesa Lakim Nalech Biragesh, we should go to the Bevesa Lakim with trepidation. So you find in Tanakh such a usage of the term hergesh or hargasha, which means not merely a sensation, which is kind of a more limited term, but a extreme form of shaking, trepidation, which is a little more dramatic. Yeah.
Is Yerach HaShulchan saying that Haragasha, according to Malcolm, is more of an emotional sensation?
No, no, not emotional. But Lama Rav Shuvayim is not just the emotion, it's the actual quivering. So that language implies something stronger than just a sensation. Okay, so that's the Rambam's Nizdaza Gufa. Trumas HaDeshen in Simen Reish Mem Vav gives us the second definition, and this is a definition that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Simen Kuf Zadi. This is Trumas HaDeshen we'll have to discuss probably next time in the context of the Shaila of Hirgisha Velorasa. What is the status of a woman who has a Hargush and doesn't see any Dam? So that's the beginning of Simen Kuf Zadi based on this Trumas HaDeshen. That's the Shaila of the Trumas HaDeshen. We all know the Trumas HaDeshen Shailas were posed, meaning they weren't actual Shailas, but Shailas that he wrote to answer the Shuvas to. So that's the question in that Shaila in Reish Mem Vav. And then in his answer, he notes that Hargasha is defined as Psichas Pi HaMakor, as a sensation of the opening of the uterus. And that's what we have in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Zadi. Lashon HaMechaber is Hirgisha Sheniftach Makara Lahotzi Dam. That you have a sensation that the Makar opens up to let out the Dam. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks, and others, that Trumas HaDeshen doesn't mean to exclude the Rambam's definition. Trumas HaDeshen could well agree, let me say it the other way. The Rambam doesn't necessarily preclude the Trumas HaDeshen's definition. The Rambam may well agree that this kind of Sichas Pi HaMakor is a Hargasha as well. Okay, so far we have the Rambam's Lashon of Nizdaza. We have the Trumas HaDeshen quoted in Shulchan Aruch of Hargasha Psichas Pi HaMakor. That's basically what we find in Rishonim. And then we have a tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda, quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Noda B'Yehuda is in Yeridaya Simen Nun Hey. The Noda B'Yehuda suggests that an additional, not to the exclusion of what we quoted till now, but an additional form of Hargasha is Zivas Davar Lach, the sensation of the flow of moisture, the flow of something moist in the body. How does the Trumas HaDeshen get to this? So he points out, as we alluded to earlier, that there are two parallel drushes that the Gemara has from the Pasuk of Bibsara. So in our Gemara here on Nzayin Amud Beis, we have Shmuel's drusha of Bibsara, Ad Shetargish Bibsara, that you need Hargasha Bibsara. But then we noted last time, I think, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph also has a drasha from this pasuk. It says, "Kol hanashim mitamos bebeis hachitzon," that women are tameos from dam that is found in the beis hachitzon, even outside of the rachem, hasn't yet left the body. If there's dam bebeis hachitzon, a woman is tamea. Shenemar dam yezova bivsara. So there, the Gemara learns out tumas dam bebeis hachitzon from the first word, from the same word. A bibsara. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, just like that, bibsara is not talking about dam bimakor, but rather dam chutz min hamakor, dam in the prosdar. So too, the hargasha of bibsara, achitargish bibsara, is not a hargasha, or need not be a hargasha in the makor, but even a hargasha in the prosdar. Hargasha of zivas davarlach, outside of the Makor, in the Prozder. So that is the Noda B'Yehuda's Raya to his suggestion that even Zivas Davar Lach could constitute a Hargasha. Yeah?
That's the Noda B'Yehuda or the Trumas HaDeshen?
That's the Noda B'Yehuda. Trumas HaDeshen just said Psichas Pi HaMakor.
Okay.
And the Noda B'Yehuda says even Zivas Davar Lach, based on this hekesh, if you will, between the two drushas that we have from Bibsara. Yeah?
The second
Joshua Pissarro, where was it? Daf Mem Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. Okay. That's the Trumas HaDeshen. I put on the Mar Makomas the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das is the Chibur on Hilchas Nida written by the?
Sivas.
Nesivus. So the Chavis Das in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi meets the Noda Biyuda halfway. He thinks that there is such a notion of Hargasha Zivas Davar Lach, but it's only if the Hargasha Zivas Davar Lach is in the Makor and not in the Prozdor. Why? Because once the Dam, Hargasha is definitional in establishing whether a woman is going to be Tameya. How is a woman Tameya? Because she has Dam that comes in a Makor. So how could you have a situation, says the Chavis Das, where there's no Hargasha when the Dam leaves the Makor, and the Hargasha is only at a later point when it's in the Prozdor. But you need Hargasha in order to make it Dam Tameya, which means Dam in a Makor. So if the Hargasha postdates the presence of the Dam in the Makor and the Yitzim in a Makor, then how could that be the Torah's definition of Hargasha? So, yeah, Zivas Davar Lach in the Makor, when it's leaving the Makor, could be Hargasha, but Zivas Davar Lach Chusmin in Makor, in the Prozdor, can't possibly be Hargasha, because then you wouldn't have had a Hargasha at the time that the Dam leaves the Makor, which is the definition of a Nida. So that's the Chavis Das's emendation on the Noda Bihuda. So again, according to the Noda Bihuda, one second, so according to the Noda Bihuda, you'll have a Hargasha Zivas Davar Lach b'Prozdor, and according to the Chavis Das, it has to be Zivas Davar Lach b'Makor. Yeah, so.
Just to clarify, so his kasha is that Hargasha is coming to, is a simon that came from Makor? That's why it came.
Correct. And Hargasha is necessary to define it as Dam Nida. But you can't, Dam Nida must come in a Makor, and that definition, that Hargasha, has to accompany the you see it's a Dam in a Makor. Okay. Yeah.
What would his source be if he now he wants to reject the applying the Prozdor instead of rejecting the source? So what would the source be instead?
What would the source be? If it can't, so you're not learning that Hekish of Bibsara. Good.
What are you saying?
Right, so he thinks he has other rayas that zivas davar lach min hamakor could be hargasha, but he doesn't accept the Noda Bihuda's raya. So you take a look in the Chavis Das there. He has other rayas in Gor and Daf Gimel, other rayas independently. Okay, good. Okay. Then there's a Chuvas Chasam Sofer in Yaradeya Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph who rejects the Noda Bihuda's premise totally. He points out, for example, that if you look in the Shach Vitari of the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaRava Kesem, so there the Gemara indicates that there is a distinction between Hargashas Mei Raglayim and Hargashas Zivas Davar Lach, because the Gemara discusses, can you confuse the two? So it emerges that there is a distinction. But if Hargasha is Zivas Davar Lach, so then that is a more difficult distinction to make, because Hargashas Mei Raglayim and Hargashas Zivas Davar Lach should be similar Hargashas. You can get out of that. Yeah?
Doesn't he address that point? That's how you describe it. That's why that's Kash.
Who's he?
The
Right. The Novi Yehuda does address it. The Chasam Sofer isn't satisfied with that, and he thinks that ultimately that's a strong kasha against the Novi Yehuda. Correct. And Lemaisa, the Chasam Sofer says that his Masar from Rav Nassan Adler, his Rebbe, the Rav of Frankfurt, who should not be confused with Rabbi Nathan Adler, who was the chief rabbi of London about a generation later. So his Masar from Rav Nassan Adler is that we're not Choshesh for Hargasha Zivas Dover Lach at all. It's not to be considered a Hargasha. Many poskim assume, like the Chasam Sofer, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that way in Os Samach Vav, that Hargasha Zivas Dover Lach is not of concern. Rabbi Avadi is noted that way as well, that we don't have to be Choshesh for Zivas Dover Lach. Rav Moshe thinks that we are choshesh for Zivas Dover Lach as a hargasha. Rav Moshe, in one of the mini tshuvas in the back of Rabbi Eider's English Sefer Hilchos Nida, he has a number of tshuvas written to him by Rav Moshe. For those of you who don't have Rabbi Eider's Sefer, they were reprinted in Chela Ches of Igros Moshe, I think in Simon Yud Zayin. But the original tshuvas appear in the back of Rabbi Eider's Hilchos Nida. So in one of those tshuvas, I think it's maybe Os Yud Beis, Rav Moshe there writes that we do assume that Hargasha's Zivas Dover Lach is a Hargasha, even Hargasha's Zivas Dover Lach Viprozer, like the Nod Behuda. But he just points out that you have to be able to distinguish between an internal Hargasha and an external Hargasha. When you feel moisture on the body after it's come out of the body, that's not called a hargasha, even according to the Novi Yehuda. So, according to the Novi Yehuda, it has to be an internal hargasha. And maybe not a hargasha b'makor, it could be a hargasha b'prozdor, but it has to be an internal hargasha. So if you feel moisture on the body that has already left the body, that, according to everyone, is not to be considered a hargasha. Okay, so let's just review again. So in terms of the definitions of Hargasha, we have the Rambam Nizdaz Da Gufa, we have the Chumash Hadeshan and quoting the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch of Sichas Pi HaMakor, and then the suggestion of the Nod Behuda, of Zivas Davar Lach, either the Nod Behuda Zivas Davar Lach Bit Prozdar, the Chavis Das is Zivas Davar Lach Bit Makor, and the rejection of the Chasam Sofer and many other Achronim that were not concerned about Zivas Davar Lach at all. Yeah, Avi.
Okay. How come Rav Moshe is not concerned about the fear from the Chasam Sofer, from the Gemara in Aruch Hasan?
He doesn't address that. As Yoni pointed out, the Nodim Yudah himself kind of addresses that. But bottom line, we're dealing with the potential Shaila Nadaraisa, so he thinks that's appropriate to be Machmir, and he thinks that we do have a tradition to be Machmir on this. Okay. Now, we should point out that going back to our earlier discussion as to whether Hargasha is a Simen or a Siba, it's presumably more understandable that you could countenance a Hargasha Zivas Dover Lach if Hargasha is a Simen, meaning if it's only an indicator. How do we establish that the Dam comes from a Makor? So an internal sensation of a flow is a likely indicator that it came internally. So it doesn't have to be that Rei Bachreach, but one could more easily, even if you assume that it is a Xeris Hakasiv, you can still define Argash as Zivas Dover Lach, but especially if you work with the Simon approach, if that's a legitimate approach, then there's even more of a reason that you would accept Zivas Dover Lach as a form of Hargasha. Rabbi Karp here points out in the end of the Sefer, he has Chidushim al Seder Hadaf. So he points out that this machlokas, let's refer to it now, as a machlokas whether Zivas Dover Lach is Hargash or not, he thinks may be dependent on a machlokas Rishonim about whether the thrust of Hargasha is the Zivas Hadam. Is the Hargasha sensation of the blood? Or is it a sensation in the body that precedes the flow of blood? And he points out the following, that if you look in the Rambam that we quoted the last couple of times, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tes of Hilchos Isurei Bia has a lashon of Ad Shetargish V'Tira Dam. v'yetzei b'bsara. So it sounds like there are two stages. There's first the hargasha, and then there's a riyas dam. So it sounds like the hargasha is not the hargasha of the flow of blood. It's a hargasha sensation that precedes the flow of blood. So in the Rambam, that makes sense, because the Rambam's definition was nizdaza gufa. So that's a kind of a bodily expression that precedes the flow of blood. It's not a sensation of the flow, it's a sensation that precedes the flow. So that kind of a understanding would indicate that ziva sabar lach is not hargasha. Hargasha is not the flow, hargasha is something that precedes the flow. He points out the Rashba sounds that way as well. The Rashba in Taras HaBayis, in Bayis Zayin, the beginning of Shar Dalid, the Rashba writes, Dvar Torah ein ha'isha metama mishum nida ad shetargish bibisara b'shas yitziyastam. That a woman is only metama mishum nida once she has hargasha bibisara at the time of yitziyastam. So it sounds like the hargasha is not the hargasha of yitziyastam, it's a hargasha bibisara b'shas yitziyastam. You can get out of that. But he thinks that that also indicates that the hargasha is something that precedes the Re'iyas dam. Yes.
Yitzias dam, do you mean when I'm mucker or like have the body or either?
It could be either, but presumably when I'm mucker.
Oh, okay.
Right, because dam, even dam reposes is going to be tmei.
I mean, the question that Rekar was discussing was that right. Whether it's preceding even Yitzias dam and I'm mucker.
Right, so presumably that means Yitzias dam and I'm mucker.
Okay.
It's a sensation that precedes, once it's in the process, it's already dam tmei.
All right. Say
within the Rambam, he says there's hargasha, and then Yestam. So it could be that the hargasha was the same time as Yitzhiyam and Amakar, and then after that
was Riyestam, like it
was to have the body. Doesn't sound like that, because from the next line of the Rambam, it's clear that the Riyah is even proposed.
Or you.
I mean, the Dam proposes already in Metamach, Chaskasa Bam and Amakar. Okay. So he presents the Rambam and the Rashba as sounding like the Hargasha is Hargasha in the body that precedes Ariyas Dam. And then on the other side, he points out Lashon Sefer Chinuch. In Misra Reis Ayin, the Chinuch writes, Min HaTorah Ein Isha Mistama Ad Shetargish Ba'atma Dam Tumasa. That a woman is only Tumeya, once targish ba'atma dam tumasa, when she feels and she has a sensation of dam tumasa. So that sounds like the argasha is not something that precedes the dam, but the argasha is hargasha of the dam itself. Acha targish ba'atma dam tumasa. That sounds like the hargasha is hargasha of the dam. And he points out there's a Rashi that sounds that way as well. Rashi and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Mar Geshes. Rashi writes, "Kolomar yoda'as ba'atma kisha yotzei dami mena." She knows herself when the dam comes out. And that's what hargasha is. So,
how is that different than the
Well, that's precisely what it's trying to point out. That according to these Rishonim, the Nod Yehuda makes sense. It could be that is maybe what these Rishonim are getting at. The chinuch, well, you don't necessarily see from the chinuch whether the argasha is bimakor or beprozder. There's a sensation of the dam coming out. I think that's open enough to interpret either way. But what you do see is that the argasha sounds like it's a sensation of dam, not a sensation of psichas piyamakar, which would precede the yitzias adam, and not a sensation of nizdaza gufa. So there may be indications in some rishonim that would support a zivas davarlach kind of hargasha. Okay. Now, the Shev Yaakov already, not to be confused with the Shvus Yaakov. Shev Yaakov, printed, I think, in the 1740s, quoted in the Darkei Tshuva, I think here in in Kuf, the beginning of Kuf Tzadi. So Shav Yaakov pointed out that contemporary women, even contemporary women of the 1740s, don't generally experience a hargasha of nizdaz de gufa, and don't generally experience a hargasha of psichas pi hamakar. That's what we generally assume, that women nowadays do not have a sensation of nizdaz de gufa. They don't have a sensation of psichas pi hamakar. They don't have a sensation of ziva stavar lach bin makor. Some may have a sensation of ziva stavar lach bin proster. So, if you don't accept the definition of hargasha as ziva stavar lach bin proster, or if some women may not even have ziva stavar lach bin proster, then how does a woman become tamei minatar bisman hazeh? No one is willing to assume that Bisman said there's no such thing as Nida Daraisa. That would be very radical. So you have to figure out how do we assume that there is a Hargasha Bisman Hazeh that would render a woman Nida Min Hatara. Okay. Let's just start with the Aruch HaShulchan, and then I guess we'll conclude for today and pick up on Tuesday. There's a famous line in the Aruch HaShulchan where he writes in Os Samich Aleph, responding to this contention that women do not experience Hargashos Bizmanenu. So he quotes in the Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov is bothered. How do we have Hargashos Bizmanazes? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Hevel yifsa pianoshim eila, that these women are talking nonsense. Velo yadi maikamri, they don't know what they're talking about. Rabbi Seinun emanim aleinu yosem mehen, we believe Chazal more than we believe women. Vegam einan mishakif v'derei, it's not that they're lying. Elisha einan mivinos, they don't understand. They experience Hargasha, they just don't realize it. So there definitely is Hargasha. There may be argashas nizdaz agufa, there may be argasha psichas piyamakor, but they're not attuned enough to their bodies to realize what is a hargasha.
So what changed in the 1,000 years that women just don't understand their bodies anymore?
So we often have, sometimes have this notion of nishtanu hatzvayim, which can mean different things to different people. But a lot of things change over the years, so maybe people aren't that sensitive to internal mechanisms. Yoni?
I was going to say the same thing, why we don't have the same, we lost hold of the Masorah in terms of Maros, that they don't
look at. Well, here what we're contending is that presumably a notion of Hargashas, Psichas Piyamach, Hargashas, Zazaguf is something that people should be aware of, meaning if your body's shaking, then you should probably be aware of it. The Aruch HaShulchan is claiming that the bodies are shaking, they just don't realize that they're shaking.
Well, it's not shaking.
Right, right.
The Rambam seems to sound like it's pretty, tumultuous.
Yeah, so that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Ramosha, in his Chuvas Jabi Eider, says something similar. I think this is Osi Beis. Maybe the last one was Hosayan. Basically women, again, remember Moshe also is more partial to the Ziva Sarulach Hargasha. A woman always knows when, a woman knows when she has a flaw. A woman knows when she's Anita. So, to embellish a little bit, maybe she isn't able to express properly what that knowledge is based on. But, there is some Hargasha there that would fit into one of the definitions, because women generally know when they're Nidos, and they must have a Hargasha. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue, Beis Hashem, on Tuesday discussing other possibilities as to how we have Hargasha Bizman Hazeh, and then we will move on to Re'iyah, Hargasha below Re'iyah, and some related topics, and then maybe we'll even start Ksamim the end of this week.